Most, the more the answer will be saying,
Parshas Toldos, this week's parsha coming up now. Vayhi kizokan Yitzchok, vatikeno einov mirois. When Yitzchok got older, he lost his sight. Rashi says several pshotim. The first pshat, Rashi says, that the Neshois Esav were Makdil Avodah Zorah, and the Oshon of their Takoivus got into Yitzchok's eyes and damaged them and blinded him. It says the Posik beforehand that Esav also took Noshim. Vayhi Merges Ruach, the Yitzchok and Rivka, Yitzchok and Rivka didn't have Nachas from them, on the opposite, and this is what they were doing. And then Rashi says another pshat, which originates from the Medrash Rabbah, that when Yitzchok was Oked al Gabba Mizbeach, Bahar Moria, to be sacrificed as an Oilot Mimo, when Avraham Avinu took the knife to shecht Yitzchok, the heavens opened, and Yitzchok looked up at the heavens, and he saw the angels weeping, and the tears of the angels, the tears of the Malachim, fell into his eyes, and that blinded him. I once heard that these two pshatim are one pshat. Eyes of Yitzchok Avinu, eyes that opened when he was on the Akedah, willing to sacrifice himself, only scared that he shouldn't move and the Shechita should be psulo. That was his only worry. Eyes that looked up from this position into the heavens, and the heavens opened, and he saw Malachi Ashores, and they were weeping, and their tears fell into Yitzchok Avinu's eyes. Eyes that saw such things can't see how your Makdil Avodah Zorah. They can't see it. So he was blinded. What does it say here? It all depends from where you come from. It all depends from where you originate. It all depends on what you've seen. Meir Rabbi, Agon Reb Nissim, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vroch Alecha Yo'il Mabo. He came from high madrigas. He saw things. He grew up in the hands of his uncle, the Chazon Ish. His mother was a sister to the Chazon Ish. In Eretz Yisrael, they were always very, very close physically. The families were lived together. And he had the possibility to learn from the Chazon Ish. If we talk about from where what the Nissim came from, what are his origins, he could really go a step further upwards. His grandfather was the Rav of Kosov, the father of the Chazon Ish. It's a very, very hidden thing what went on in Kosov, even to people that know a lot. But one thing was very bora, that there was a knowledge in Torah, belief, nigle, nista, the vulois, not the sort of thing that's accepted. That's not the sort of thing that's known. Mother was a daughter of the Kosovo of the world. But Nissim was born in Tofresh Peivov. He saw this himself. About 8 when he came to Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, he was close to the Chazon Ish. I know. Mises, that I heard from a very close Makar, how the Chazon Ish was involved in the growth of Reb Nissim, being Masada behind the scenes, in the way that the Chazon Ish used to act, his limit of Torah, in what and how. I myself was once discussing some points with Reb Nissim, and suddenly he said, wait a minute, it's not 60 years. That time was about 45 years after the Patira of the Chazon Ish when we were discussing, and obviously this had happened before the Patira, so it must have been about 50-55 years beforehand. He said, wait a minute, it's not 60 years. He meant because in the Gemara it says that after 60 years you start to become forgetful amongst others. But, you know, he had to bring it out. 55 years. It was a very specific subject. And then he says to me, I asked the Chazon Ish on this. And he answered me like this and this and this. That's where he was. That's where he lived. That's where he was. That's from where Reb Nissim came from. That was above Reb Nissim. Underneath Reb Nissim, legionists, legions of Rabbonim, Moira Roes, Dayonim, Kemat the whole literature world, not denying that Rabbi Yosef Sholem was a huge poisek, but in Talmidim and in Rabbonim that are Mishtamish. Kemat the whole literature world, and very many Hasidim and other sorts, Sfaradim, were his Talmidim. Whether we're talking about Rabbonim, whether we're talking about Moira Royas, whether we're talking about Dayanim, Talmidim in Koyla Chaznish, that was a huge Koyla and very, very much expanded in the life of Rav Nissim. At Gedolei Olam learned there, the Gedolei Ador today, one by one, they all learned Chaznish. Koyla Chaznish. There was a gewalt of asiyah, direction, that he built up Junger Light to a roar from scratch almost, and in some cases to very perfection. Same Dayonis, Tener Kevin, but for a person it's unheard of. 10 courts. Most of the Botadinim you see, they sit once a week, perhaps, one court. 10 courts going on the same time. It wasn't the whole idea of the courts of the Botadinim the way they are today. Don't be myris. There was a gewalt of asiyah, no end of asiyah. I'm not touching the protestant asiyah, shalom bayis, and all sorts of things that nobody knew that he was involved with. And he went into all the tittle-tattle and sorted it out. And in all this asiyah, Rav Nissim, when he spoke to him, he had nothing in mind besides the subject that was being spoken. With the full serenity, with the full yeshiva das, no abstractions. Vierosai alponov, mavla lagayim. You always saw the same face. I don't think I ever saw him in two moods, even though I was there a very, very lot. Private talks that we had, once a week for more than 3 years, 1.25 hours of time. Yeshiva das, he was completely there. He was turning this over now, there was nothing else. The Gevalt here is Shemayim, no side. Cheshboinus, that the world's full of. It was marvelous to see. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says, in Shabbos Taf Yod Aleph, ואומר רובה במחצי אומר רב, חומה בגוריה אומר רב, אם הויו כל הימים ג'וי, if all the seas of the world was ink, והגומים קולמסים, and fields, pasture places, or like valleys, קולמסים, feathers that you can make pens from, ושמיים יריאס, and the whole heavens were יריאס, notepaper. The whole bnei odam lavrevin, and the whole world would be suffering. So you know, you've got all the ink in the world, all the pens in the world, all the suffering in the world, everything you want. Ema speaking, they won't be able to write. Lichtoiv chalola shel rishus. What is chalola shel rishus? Chalola shel rishus is the capacity of municipalities, of kingdoms, of kings, of people that are mamik. It can't be written, there's so much in it, you can't write it. It can't be noted. Micro, where do you know such a thing? Omer Avashashia. Shemaim Larom, the heavens for height, you know, huge distances we're looking for. The Eretz Loimek, and the land from the heaven is very far away. The Lev Melochim Ein Cheka, all this is distances, but Lev Melochim, what goes inside the heart of a melech is Ein Cheka. There's no end of what goes into it. It can't be described, and it can't be Minutach. So Rashi says, Pshat, Chalola Sholoshos, Oymak Libom, the depth of the heart, the capacity that these people have. Shutzorach Liyos Loi Lev Lekama Medinis Lemasakotzev. He's got a couple of states that he has to put on Misil, otherwise he can't run the show. and he's working over there. Well, the Kama Mechumis, and you've got a whole the thing. So there's Mechumis going on the whole time. Well, the Kama Mishpatim, there's Dinim, he's got a tie there. The other guy's got a tie there. He's got to sit in all this. The Hakol B'Yomechot. We're talking about the king's wants. So here, Rashi explains that the king has so much on his mind. He has to arrange the misim and mechumas and mishpatim. The hakol b'yom echad, one single day of the week, one single day of the year, but this happens every day. That's pshat v'lev melochim ein cheker. The Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Chofei, he talks about Yira, which is very, very high in the Sulam of Pinchas Ben Yoy. It's just before Kedusha, which is before Tchias Amesim. And he says, to have Yira, you've got to be Mispoinem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching you. And this is only done if you have Mispoinemness, Kseda. And if you have this Mispoinemness, and then one day you won't be Mispoinem, you're going to lose it. And then he comes on to the Parshas HaMelech. Kol Hesech Hadas Bitl Hu LeYirat Midis. If there's a drop of Hesech Hadas, you're not going to have Yira. Hu Mashi Tzuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaMelech V'Hoi Se Imoi De Sefer Torah V'Koroboi Kol Yimei Chayot L'Man L'Yilmad L'Yiru Es Hashem Elikov. He has the Sefer Torah and he has it with him wherever he is. And he reads it, Kseida, the man Yimla de Yira, that he should have Yira Shemayim. Follow Mavitzel, says the Mitzvah Shoshokin. She'ena Yira Nilmedes, Elam in Akriya, Bilti Nifsekes. Kol Yimechayov, you don't move away from it. Goes with him wherever he goes. But didactic, learn it up deeply. She'oma le man Yimla de Yira, V'layoma le man Yira. You've got to work on it and work on it and work on it. And that was the Melech Sivoy, that he should have the Sefer Torah and work on it, Seder, that he should come to the Spitz of Yira, which is right high up in the Sulam of Pinchas Ben Yoy. And when you think of the two things, when you cross match this Mesillas Yesharim with the Gemara that we read out now, that Melochim have a day where they have to decide on several Melochomers, on that Gevul and on that Gevul and on that Gevul and on that Gevul, and Misim, perhaps revolutions, and Mishpotim, because they have to be down, like Shlomo HaMelech was down, all in one day. And in the same day he has in his mind Jis Yerushalayim built in his circus, because if it will be left for a minute, it'll simmer down and go. And he comes to a spitz in Yerushalayim. It's marvel al ha'ayin when you cross match this, the capability of a person and what a person can get to. It's a shtick al ha'ayin. A shtick al ha'ayin to what we said before. To miss him with all that sea around him. All the Rabbonim and the Motzim and the Dayonim and the Koilel and the Bezdin and all is in Yonim. People don't know. In the seminaries, it was also head over heels in the seminaries. He was in a lot of things. And he said it right. We're in all this when you said to him, next to him, the only thing he had in mind was this Shaila, what we've done now. And to the whole Loimik. And like I say, the Yirah Shemayim, Alponov, was mamish a shtik Yerushalayim without any negia from all sides. What shall we we saw in Reb Nissim. In the bracha that we make when we go into a Pesach Chorash, or Shazan Eschem Bedin, the Chilkel Eschem Bedin, or Shabach Yosem Bedin, or Moina Mispakulchem Bedin. What's it mean, Moina Mispakulchem Bedin? What's the quality of Moina Mispakulchem Bedin? To count? Stam Sefer said that a huge chokhmah in counting. There's a person that's one, and there's a person that's 100. There's a person that has one, he's one, he did what he did, Torah and mitzvahs, but there's a person that was megadol, was megadol ador, kemat that all her way in the literature olam, and like I said before, spread out over a lot more. The whole ro'ah and din and bote dinim, and the whole mahalach is his. One person that's 1,000 and perhaps more. Well, Doka Bechina. That is our loss. That is our loss. We can't end without mentioning Chaim Ilonovitz, the Chaim Levorcha. And then somebody was more over me that we know that in Mamish, in the few kilometers, the kilometers around us, all the asinus that there were of late, it was more over, besides the Austin, a Rof, and a Shul, all the rest of it, he was relatively young. It's also one of the asinus, by Elena, that we went through. The whole Indian of Hesper, it's to be Nisaira, it should be Nisaira, Limit of Teira, Yerush Mayim, Vele Yeshuma, Shoid Vesheva, Bid Veleinu.